The big red machine has been pressed, and it works.
Does it now? Hi, kids.
You're supposed to do the shit.
No.
No?
Nope.
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 We're starting a new era?
We are starting a new era. If only just to save my voice.
A shitless podcast? What are we even doing, Brandon Chalmers?
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Shit.
Welcome back to the Fucking Do It podcast, hosted on the Nerds of Color Hard Knock Life Media Podcasting Network. You can check us out at hardknockmedia.com. That's
there it is.
Knock
NOC.
NOC, Nerds of Color.
There it is.
And
absolutely me, 100% me, all day.
You are of a color.
I am adjacent to a nerd of color. I got grandfathered in. I appreciate everything.
Yeah. You're cool with Keith. Keith says you got grandfathered in, so it's all good. We are an intersectional podcast. Very slim intersection.
What? You went to Asheville and suddenly came back bougie as fuck. What happened to you?
Yeah.
Was it all this artisanal shit?
No.
Is that what happened to you?
Artisanal bullshit.
Yeah, like you went to the South and came back and suddenly decided that you needed to use 9 words when one would do. And honestly, get the fuck off my bit, because that's my shit.
All right, Brandon Chalmers, it's been a week since I've seen you. What have you been geeking on?
I have been geeking on getting projects done. Getting them done.
Get her back done.
Work. Getting things done, completely ignoring the big talk that you and I had a podcast or so ago about what I should be doing. So I need to get back on that about applying at places.
Nice. And
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks for that, by the way. That really fucked me up.
Oh, appreciate shit. Appreciate it.
That's very kind of you.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I've just been doing a lot of just getting house shit done.
Nice.
Yeah, tearing through it, spending a lot of time with a lot of good people, remembering that I am surrounded by great friends and how much I enjoy them and also their children. Shout out to one Dan Malahome, the Charm City Shinobi, and his wife.
Yay! Had
time hanging out with them and Miles. So, yeah, it's been really good.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's see. I have been geeking. I'm trying to pull it up on my goddamn phone.
What do you mean? You've been gone. You disappeared from me.
Yes.
They ripped you from my clutches and my heart.
They did. They
what
did.
Happened?
Before we get onto that, very briefly, what I have been geeking on is this stupid iPhone game, Gunpla Warfare Gundam Battle. And I don't give a shit about the game, but you get to build Gundam model kits and have them fight, which is everything that I ever wanted to have happen. So you could put like dumb stuff that doesn't fit and like put it on your kit and then have it go out into the world and battle other model kits. Like, this is my ugly model, this blue duck here. This blue ugly duck thing.
Wait, okay. Oh, okay, hang on. So you don't care about the game, but you genuinely care about the game.
No, I don't care about like the mechanics of it or like getting the most power, but I want to collect the weirdest, dumbest looking mobile suits and have them fight other people.
Welcome to how I actually play Destiny.
Exactly.
Is it ugly as fuck? It's perfect.
Yeah, put on the worst shader and just go.
Fucking Pepto-Bismol pink with a nice turquoise sheen on it.
Yeah.
Like something that looks like I actively had the skeevies, and then send me out into the battlefield.
Yeah. So I play it mostly to collect the worst gear and to make the ugliest mobile suit and see what it can do in the wild. So fun. And I had an idea for this dumb game that they could actually make.
Is this what we're going to talk about today?
No.
This dumb fuck game? Oh, okay. No, we have something else.
Yeah. Awesome. But so I thought that it would be a cool idea if they bundled like item codes in with the actual model kits so that like.
Ah.
Yeah. So if you buy a model kit, you get a code with it and you get that set of armor in the game with like maybe an additional perk to sort of incentivize you. So like there's the in-game version of like the regular Gundam, and then there's the model kit that you bought that has like a special perk. And then like if you buy the master grade, it gets more power. And if you buy the big fuck perfect grade thing, like you get more power. So for all of those nerds who do model kits, you could, you know, hook this into that game somehow. You can also buy in-game currency through their cash shop and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, of course, that's how they make money.
Yeah, but I thought that would be a neat little thing because I would love to have some of these kits that are lying around my house and see how they actually move in a game and you know, have them run around with different parts and stuff.
I think at the very least that you should be able to scan like the UPC code on the box.
Yeah.
Because most of us nerds will actually hang on to the boxes as well, mm-hmm. for no particular reason.
Yeah. But that's what I thought they could do. And if they ever do that, then I will be playing that game more than Destiny. Because they need to get my stupid bear guy with massive Gundam Sentinel shoulders and have this little football player thing run around and smash people. Because that's what I need in life.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's the dumb bullshit I've been geeking on. All right, so last week I was at a different office because vacation just means teleworking from another place.
Jesus Christ, I feel like the episode should just be the dangers of being a freelancer.
you're just always working, just, you know. Vacation is just another form of work.
Vacation's a myth.
Yeah, vacation is a myth. Well, you know, you get out of your house, so that's nice. And you spend time with other people, so that's also nice. And then, you know, you draw all the time. So Audrey's cousin was getting married in Athens, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday. So the family decided to make it a whole family thing. So we would go down to Asheville, hang out in Asheville, and then drive over to Athens, do the wedding stuff there, and then go our separate ways. So Cameron and Lauren's family, they live in Chicago. So they drove from Chicago to
they drove from Chicago.
Yeah, to Asheville.
To Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, 13-hour drive.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a thing that you do for 13 hours.
Yeah. I guess Cameron really likes driving, or Lauren. Well, Lauren doesn't really like driving, but Cameron really likes driving, I guess.
Okay. No, I mean, here's the thing is like, I've got nothing against a long road trip.
Yeah.
I feel like there's gotta be a reason to do that. Like if you're trying to save money, maybe, the kids don't travel. Maybe they're afraid of the kids on flights.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't travel well.
I'm not sure. Cedric is now like almost two. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's more convenient because then when we're at the place, everyone has cars where we can fit kids in.
No, I mean that part makes sense, but the idea of, because their daughter is what, like 5 now?
Yeah, she's almost 5. Yeah.
So flying with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, that does seem like a bit of a challenge.
Could be a thing.
Not going to lie. Could be a thing. Yeah. Between the actual flights and then renting the car and then renting the car seats to go with the car. And then, yeah, there's a certain point where it's like, yeah, it's 13 hours, but at least we have our vehicle.
Yeah. And we found out that Hazel gets motion sick because she puked in the car on the way down.
Okay.
So we have this little pad for her so she can watch movies and stuff.
Right.
She watched her first movie and she handed it to me and she was like, "Daddy, my tummy doesn't feel so well." I was like, "Okay. Uh-oh. If you're going to puke into this."
You into this. Yeah, great. So you Wayne's World'd your daughter and handed her what? A Dixie cup or a sippy cup?
We had a Talenti, you know, that fancy ice cream stuff. Like one of those jars.
Oh yeah.
We use that for like trash in the okay. glove in the cup holder. So we took that out and went dump, oh, here. And Hazel was great. Oh. She aimed all of it right into that thing. So.
That's a nightmare bomb that what you've created is you yeah. took a clear ice cream container.
Oh yes.
And then filled it with vomit.
Oh yes. And then
yeah. left that in the, okay.
Yeah. And she was like, "Oh, I puked out some paper." I was like, "No, honey, that was already there."
I did. I love the idea of, "Oh, I puked out some paper." I love that when she spews, she has no idea about the idea of what goes out must have come in, which makes me ask the question, did she eat paper and you didn't realize it?
No. I just left it. We didn't dump everything out and there was this little wrapper.
That's the question, is does she not understand the concept of what goes in comes out? Are you missing part of what her intake was that could have caused this in the first place?
I think she gets it.
Somewhere there's a sketchbook with just one bite missing.
Yeah. Just blah, blah. So that was fun. That was a fun thing to discover. So we spent most of the week in Asheville just hanging out at Airbnb. Okay. Audrey's mom is great at finding Airbnbs. It was a big ass house.
Nice.
For everybody to hang out. These motherfuckers definitely had like a money.
Okay. Right on.
And they're going to have more like a money because this Airbnb situation is perfect. Like, you know, I could see them like raking in tons and tons of cash on this.
Oh, I'm sure. On this thing.
And it's like the next door neighbor is a Amish market. So we could walk down the street to pick up some supplies and stuff.
I told you, man, Asheville's great.
Yeah. Asheville is pretty sweet. So one of the things that surprised me, on our return trip. So from Asheville, we went to Athens for a day, did the Athens thing, the wedding thing, came back to Asheville for as a stop before we had to drive all the way back home. And it was at that last stop that we went to a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
And
here we go.
So Brandon Chalmers, you know me. If I go to a Chinese restaurant, I try to look for other Asian people in said restaurant. And if there's a large number of Asian people in said restaurant, that's usually a good sign.
Okay, that is fair. I question whether or not in Asheville if there are many Asians in general.
That's the thing.
Like you've headed into a very artsy, collegey, hipstery kind of area.
Correct.
That would get a lot of people who look a lot like me.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yes.
Like, and bear in mind, I go on record as saying the best curry I've ever had was in Asheville and was served by three white dudes who looked way whiter than even Ross. So I am understanding of the Asheville's a bubble.
Yeah. So I went in a little hesitant because me and Hazel increased the Asian quotient of the people in there by 150%. Because Hazel is the 50.
Conservatively 150%.
Yeah. Hazel is the 50. Okay. I'm the 100. and, you know, it was Audrey's aunt's favorite place to go to because it's right down the street from where she lives. And I'm like, all right, well, the large family knows food. They like to eat good food.
Okay.
Oh, okay. They like food. They eat food. They cook. They all cook. So when they go to a place,
you have an expectation.
Yeah, 80% sure to 90% sure it's going to be
pretty okay.
Pretty good. And I
that's fair.
And I have to tell you, Brandon Chalmers.
Yeah.
The food was fucking awesome.
I knew it. I told you.
It was fucking awesome.
I told you. I did not have a bad meal the entire time I was there.
It was the shit. I'm going to shout it out. It's Ganshan Station. I got a photo of, well, you probably can't see it in my photo. But
you can see it.
Oh, you can see it.
Yes, you can see it. I love that you did the thing that I see. I was talking to one Dan Malahome the other day about traveling in Thailand with his mom and all of his family, mm-hmm. and how the thing to do was to get a photo with them and the sign of where they are.
Oh, yes.
So the idea of you getting a photo of the sign is kind of great to me right now for a whole weird reason.
Yeah. But everything we ordered was amazing. Now, Ganshan Station, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to, I couldn't tell if it was if the name was supposed to be Chinese or something else, but it's a catch-all. They got Thai food on the menu, they got Japanese food on the menu, they got Chinese food on the menu, which is usually a warning sign
that's fair.
This place doesn't know what they're doing. Like, I worked for a summer at a day camp in upstate New York, and we decided to go out and go to a Chinese restaurant that night, and me and this other counselor increased the Asian population, including the waiters and servers of that Chinese restaurant, by 200%.
Okay.
And that place was fucking awful, but here it was amazing. Here is a photo of the ramen that Audrey got.
Wow, that looks great.
Yeah. Very thick, very, very good broth, good egg, a big-ass piece of pork belly in there. This is the mapo tofu that I ordered.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That looks very busy. Yeah. Nice.
It was properly spicy. It was too much, so I actually had it tonight for dinner as leftovers.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we made sure we had ice packs so we could bring the shit home.
Nice. That's okay. That's impressive.
Yeah. But the neat thing about the Mapo is, remember when we had Keith on and he was talking about like the Asian food in the South or where his parents were, they just used local ingredients. Yeah.
I believe it was West Virginia. No, I'm sorry. It was Luray, Virginia. Yeah, it was like Virginia. Southern Virginia by the Shenandoahs. Yeah.
So this Mapo tofu wasn't like anything that I'd ever had up here, where you have like a lot more, a denser Asian population, a denser Chinese population in Rockville. But it was Mapo, but it was like a different spin on it. So there was a lot more meat. There was a lot more meat on there. And instead of the silken tofu, it was a firm tofu. And it had like different vegetables in there, like little green beans and purple beans and all sorts of like weird southern tips to it. The rice was good. I mean, like, it was on point. So Ganshan Station, next time we're in Nashville, we're going there, we're getting the mapo, we're getting the ramen, we're getting a whole bunch of other
stuff.
They had something called like a treasure pocket, or it sounds
treasure like, pocket vaguely like, sexual
it sounds
treasure whole, pocket sounds vaguely sexual.
Yes it does.
Okay,
but it has a whole bunch of rice and stuff in it. There's a there's an egg that they drop into a deep fryer, so it goes and then they pull it out so that it's
you crack a fresh egg into a deep fryer.
Yeah, and so it gets
I never seen that before.
I don't know. It's something that happens in egg drop soup. So if you have an egg drop soup, the reason why it's called egg drop soup is because you drop the fucking egg into it.
Right.
So they do the same thing, but as it fries, it gets all tenderly and they bring out the yolk and it's like, it's like soft and it kind of melts in your mouth. Good. And you put that in the rice and you put all this other stuff in there. There's some meat in there and you wrap it in like a big banana leaf and you cook that and steam that and then you put it in your face and
A banana leaf?
I think it was like a big banana leaf.
So they're making some sort of outstanding turducken, essentially, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All with rice.
Really, what they've done is they've made a tamale.
Yes, it's a Chinese tamale.
Right, yeah, like you've taken that delicious center and then wrapped it in some sort of rice and or corn. Yeah, you've made a tamale is essentially what they did.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. So I was thoroughly impressed. It was a great meal. I totally allayed my fears of checking out ethnic cuisine, because earlier in the week we went to a taco place called Taco Temple. If your establishment is called Taco Temple, there are certain expectations.
Olmec from Legends of the Hidden Temple. A lot of stairs. What else?
What I'm getting at is they should be better than like the street tacos Snoop that cuts. You get off of like, you know.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think what you're looking for is they should be better than some random place in Baltimore County for tacos.
Yes.
They should be better than a Qdoba or a Chipotle for tacos.
Yes.
Better than a street vendor is a strong statement. Mm. Like, if you've got a street cart and you're making tacos, you got game.
That's true.
Because the only way you're surviving of people going out and actively walking to your shit is if you're good.
That's true.
Like, you'll get people the first time, but if you show up that next Thursday and you've still got a line, you got game.
Yeah.
Like, I essentially treat food trucks and like street vendors like I treat iPhones. Let the first generation happen. The second they hit that second one, that 8+, that's the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's come around to that one. That's the idea. So yeah. I used to be on the S series. The 3 and then the 3S, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy the S. And then the 4 and then the 4S. And I'm like, yeah, the S is where – like, yeah. Let them work that shit out a little bit.
So we were really disappointed in the tacos.
God damn it.
And that's sad because, you know, you figure down south, they're, you know, whatever, fuck it. So we do not recommend the taco joint.
I think you may have been confusing the definition of south. That's all I'm saying.
I think you are correct. and the shitty thing is that Ganshan Station was like literally kitty corner to the taco place. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker, we should have gone there.
Should have gone there twice.
So that was surprise number two. Surprise number one, we went to Athens, Georgia.
Yes.
Just for like Friday. We got there Friday afternoon. Wedding was Saturday. And then
hang on. Athens, Georgia, bastion of tolerance and education?
It's a college town, so maybe.
Okay, actually, cool. Good to know.
Maybe, because, you know, we were driving past Georgia University. It was
okay.
College was in. We saw a variety of people.
Raise the glass. Right on. Cool.
No,
all right, good.
No one looking like me, but that's okay.
All right. It's still the South.
But first night, we got there, and we had recommendations of places from the bride. To be, she was recommending places for us to, you know, okay. If you get into Georgia early, here are some places you should check out. And there was this place called Donna Chang's, and I was like, motherfucking Donna Chang.
I love that we managed to get through an entire episode with Keith where he told you not to prejudge Chinese food restaurants and Asian food restaurants.
Yeah.
And the second you get to travel, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I get it and I hear you, but yeah. Can we talk about Donna Chang?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Like I can't tell if it's a clothing line or a really disappointing restaurant or whatever it is, but you sound skeptical right now.
That's what I'm saying, man. And then the photos on their website, it's all like deconstructed or hipstery things of this, that, and the other thing. It sounded like they were trying too hard, and it sounded like it would be too much.
Like, okay.
It would be too much. It would be not
so. What's the consensus? What did you get? What did you eat?
So we got a whole bunch of shit because we had to feed a whole family. So there were four of us, we decided, you know, we're in Georgia. The bride suggested it. She's going to be part of the family. You know, she lives down here, so who are we to judge? Let's just order some shit and see how it goes. So we got they had mapo. It was on the menu, so I ordered that. They had something called like bouncy peanut noodles. I asked the person on the phone, like, what makes them bouncy? And she said, oh, well, we take ramen noodles and they kind of bounce. And I was like, I guess they kind of bounce.
Okay.
We ordered.
You described this as bouncy.
I didn't understand the reference. We got. What else did we get? We got. General Tso's chicken.
Okay. All right.
Because that's usually
got you following Keith's logic of order the general's chicken, see how it is.
Order the general's chicken. We got beef chow mein.
Okay.
We got wontons and spicy sauce. And you know, so we ordered a whole bunch of we ordered a whole family style bunch of everything. Me and Lauren go pick it up. She walks in there. She's like, I don't know about this place.
Right.
Because again, very few Asian people, if at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No Asian people behind the counter. No Asian people in the kitchen.
Right.
So get the food, get it home. It smells amazing. And we destroy it. We eat all of it.
And it's good.
And it's really good. Like, one of the things that had me like, give a little bit of a side eye is the photo of the General Tso's on their website has the watermelon radish. So it's like,
okay, the red, little bougie.
Yeah. The red radish that goes into the green on the yeah. edges and they slice okay. those thin. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't think the General had radishes.
Wait, hang on. You're judging a General that may or may not have actually existed by whether or not he had those watermelon radishes. Like, honestly, who's being a judgy bitch now?
I was totally prejudging everything, and I did everything that Keith, you know, when we had Keith on, you said like, you know, you shouldn't
basically told you not to do.
They basically told us not to do it, and I was just like, I'm gonna eat it, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Can I go on record as saying I'm glad I wasn't the one who pulled this move first?
Yeah.
Not that I won't do it.
Yeah.
But just that I wasn't the first one to do it. I hope he listens to this yeah. and just goes, "Aw, Jamie."
Yeah.
Like, I expect that from Brandt, but not from
Peter. I totally admit to being in the wrong in both of these cases. I totally admit to that because I don't know. I was in my feelings. Whatever.
So it's going to take quite a few trips for you to have an open mind about this sort of thing. You know what the problem is? The next place you and I go to, you're going to be like, no, I learned this lesson. We're going to be just fine. We're going to keep an open mind and we're going to get burned.
Yeah.
We're going to get burned so hard.
Exactly.
And you're going to be shouting. You're going to be like, I fucking knew it. I should have trusted my instinct. This place is shit. I saw the watermelon rat. I just fucking told you about that.
Yeah.
It was, that's what's going
to, it was good. It was amazing. The Mapo was not the same. It didn't look the same. It didn't look like what we have up here. And there was very little tofu. It was mostly ground pork, but it still had that spice and it was still good. And you know, it sticks to your ribs. Kind of
ribs. I mean, the idea, like, that's the South happening right now, where it was like, you order mapo tofu, you order ground pork with a side of tofu is what you did. Really? Yes. Like, let's not pretend what's going on.
Yeah. And I was trying to find some photos in my camera and in my phone, but I think we were just so fucking hungry that I didn't. I didn't do the Asian thing and take photos of everything. I was just like, well, let's try it. And we jumped in and stuffed our faces. The dumplings were really good.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, the wontons were really tasty. They had a lot of good flavor in them. And, you know, so two times, first time and second time, like Chinese food in the South.
So what you're saying is we are going to take this podcast on the road and we're going to go get Asian food in the South.
I think that would be
honestly, fuck, we should do that.
That would be a lot of fun.
We take Keith with us.
Yeah.
As like a, we hit a random, that's, you know what? That's what it's got to be. Okay. So here's a theory, right? We take a map of just like the Southeast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tape it off. And we let one of you guys just take a pin and just walk up to it and just pick a spot.
Yeah.
And then we find like an Asian restaurant that is somewhere within 40 minutes of that center spot right there.
Yeah.
And we go on a fucking food adventure.
That would be
just to see if we can find decent Asian food somewhere randomly in the South.
Man, that would be great. That would be a lot of fun.
We should do this.
We should do this.
Let's 100% do this. Yeah. It'll be a straight food adventure. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should work on that.
Yes. Yeah. We load the families up. We do the whole nine. We actually go on like a food tour.
That would be hysterical. We should think about that for next year. Next summer or something.
Let's 100% do that. We can do it in the fall. We can do it in the winter. Like,
yeah, winter break. Oh, yeah.
Winter's great because winter we can head great. South. Yeah. It'll be warm. It'll be perfect. Warm and shit. Yeah, I was going to say, you hate the cold anyway. Let's go south.
Yeah, I think, like fall, winter, hell yeah. I think because it was a great experience.
Definitely. Like I said, I liked Asheville when I went. So, oh,
yeah. I mean, Asheville is nice because we have family down there. We have friends down there. So, like, they can kind of Sherpa us around and show us to places. I've never been to Georgia. I am not a fan of any of their politics right now.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of fun flags that we saw while we were driving through it.
I can imagine there were.
And so it set me up for, like, I don't know. We're here because we love the family that we're going to, but if it wasn't for that, I don't know if I'd be here. And it was great. It was fine. It was awesome.
Okay.
Like the Sunday after the wedding, they had the Waffle House truck with like the scattered covered hash browns and like sausage and waffles. Truck. Yeah.
Fuck, that sounds good.
It was so good. It was so good. So it was a fun experience. We had great food. It was a lot of fun. I wished you were there because I know you like food.
Right now, well, one, yes, and duh. But now I'm just dreaming of smothered hash browns. So thanks for that. Appreciate that. It's very, very kind of you.
Oh, and they do it on the truck, man.
Well, of course they do. Yeah, this is a sign of just how white I am that you can literally talk about a smorgasbord of delicious Asian food, and the second you're like, there was a waffle truck and some other hash browns, and I'm like, okay, did they have the white gravy? Because I feel like they had the white gravy. And it's like, immediately I'm just gravitating towards something fucking cream-based. Yeah.
I need to find the photo of the truck because it had fucking tribal flames on it, Brandon Chalmers.
I'm sorry, did you say tribal flames? It had flames. Like the sort of thing that would make Guy Fieri be like, that's a bit much.
It was hot rotted, yo.
Okay.
Because when you're slinging hash browns, you've got a quarter mile of a time to to make them right. Here we go.
Okay.
Flames on the front of it.
Okay. Nope, that's showing me. Oh, still too close to the screen. Yeah, it recognized my face and decided to. There we go. Okay, that is okay. Those are flames.
Yeah,
and that is okay. This is actually. Wait, is it actually Waffle House?
It's actually Waffle House.
Wow.
It's actually Waffle House. They have
South does not fuck around.
They have a flamed out Waffle House motherfucking truck.
Jamie, I'd be willing to bet that there's a fucking flamed out truck around here. We do have the Waffle House.
We need to set up another event for the Waffle House to... Wait a second. Weren't you supposed to cook a whole bunch of shit in your backyard with Keith's parents yelling at you?
Well, I was thinking about that, but now I'm thinking that I was thinking about having a bunch of people over to celebrate a bit of freedom that I'm about to find myself in. And I wonder if just having a Waffle House truck just... park in my fucking backyard might be a much better idea.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We got there a little late and they ran out of bacon, so that was sad. But the sausage was on point.
Well, yeah, of course, but that is good. That is real good.
Yeah.
Fire pit going, get a bunch of waffles going.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm putting real plans together in my brain right now.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to buy something right at the moment in my brain. I need to not buy anything at the moment. I'm probably gonna end up buying something at the moment. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. So are we talking about Waffle House trucks? Is that what we're talking about this week? Or are we just doing a recap of your trip? Or like what's the topic this week?
Well, okay, so we could end that now because there wasn't that much
there was a lot of good food, you had a good time.
Yeah, I mean there was a funk band at the wedding. Okay. And I was scoping out the photographers most of the time because I was like, what are you shooting with? Yeah. But that's not that interesting to anyone who isn't us. So we do have a kind of a topic, and it just went over the wire that Sony and Marvel are now splitting, parting ways over the Spider-Man franchise. So Marvel will no longer be involved in the Spider-Man movies. So Kevin Feige will no longer be sort of, he's not a director, but he's the producer of like the whole Marvel movie universe kind of thing. So they're parting ways. The money wasn't good for Sony. They didn't even bother to renegotiate. They were just like, we're taking our toys and we're going home.
Okay, so this means that no Spider-Man for any future possible Avenger film? Is that the idea?
No more Spider-Man for any Avengers bullshit. You know,
we don't get any sort of like Spider-Man jawing off with like anybody, Winter Soldier, no new Cap Spider-Man banter going on.
No.
Don't get to hear any sort of movie references with him and Doctor Strange. No. Like,
no, we don't get Shuri and Peter Parker geeking out over.
God damn it.
Yeah.
The love that dare not speak its name. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I needed a buddy movie with Shuri and Peter Parker. Yes.
Fucking passing the Bechdel test, but still like having that question of will they, won't they, but watching them both go on a fucking great adventure together. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And that would have been perfect for like Disney Plus and all of that. Like I would have bought it outright. But here's the thing, like,
God damn it. I thought Happy and Aunt May were going to end up finally, like, Favreau was going to get his fucking moment. Like, that was going to happen.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen now.
Happy should have been happy. It's bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Like, I I'm racking my brain of who else in the Marvel Universe, and it starts and stops with fucking Marissa Tomei. So, okay, anyway, I'm going to take my broken heart, put it in a box, and huck it in the fucking sea. Go on. What are we talking about now?
Well, okay, so there are two sides of this. Of course, there's the sadness because of all the things that we just mentioned. But,
yeah.
But then there's the other part of this that is kind of disturbing.
That we're going to end up getting the Venom version in the regular Spider-Verse?
No, it's more of like a big you know, the 1,000-yard view of like big corporations owning the box office. Like if you take a look at the box office this year, all of the top 10 movies, except for Us, were owned by Disney, whether it was like a Marvel movie or a Disney proper movie or a Pixar movie. Like, so I don't know. I mean, it feels like Disney is almost owning all of our pop culture entertainment type things, and Sony doing their own thing with Spider-Man. I mean, Spider-Man is still a Marvel property, so it's still related, but it feels okay. I'm strangely okay with it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think one giganto corporation is better than another?
No.
Okay. Hang on. Let me put a pin in that just there.
Okay.
So let me ask then a follow-up question. Did you enjoy Spider-Man when he was more involved in the Marvel Universe than standalone?
I enjoyed the live action ones more. Yes.
Okay, and this is my issue right now is by having them break that apart, we lose a lot of the vision and a lot of the fun that potentially could happen.
Sure.
And we have a potential of basically what's happening is we have a great version of Spider-Man that either is going to get rebooted again,
right,
because they're separated from the Marvel Universe and that version of Spider-Man will just end with the Marvel Universe and that will just be what it is.
Yeah.
Or we get an opportunity to see whether or not they have the ability to pick up the ball and run with that. And I'm reminded of the tour de force that was Spider-Man 3. And
you don't like
that was the only movie that I saw in a midnight showing where I got home at 3 a.m. and called Marty Day to cuss him out for talking me into going to that fucking movie. Like, I didn't go to the movie with him. He saw an earlier show. I woke him. He got home at like 1 a.m. from his. His phone rang. He answered the phone, groggy, worried about what was going on. Hazel! Hi, Hazel.
Wave. All right.
You gotta go back to bed, sweetie pie.
But it is always a good time to wake up Marty to curse him out.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is I actually called and cussed him out about that movie. And this is my issue is that the same people who were responsible for that were also responsible for the gigantic finger that was Galactus and for all of the fucking Fantastic Four movies. And
all of
the other terrible fucking shit that Sony has done with superheroes. They're bad at them.
Yeah.
So,
except Spider-Verse was amazing.
Animated?
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they get the people who did the animated movie to do the live action stuff because whatever.
I don't think it translates that way.
Well, whatever magic happened, Spider-Verse was awesome. Spider-Verse is my favorite Spider-Man movie.
Right. Right. But like, here's where my thought process is. Tom McFarlane, amazing artist. Spawn, fucking rad. Ran the 90s. You saw the live action movie, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't let people do that.
Yeah.
Just because you're good at what? Fucking Ben Carson can save your life and dig in your brain and is also questionable about tying shoes. Like, somehow that guy is the same. Don't. Just because you're really good at Spider-Verse does not mean that you're great at, like, I don't know, live at people. That's true. What they may or may not be good at.
That's true. I think if they just scrap all the live action stuff and stick with the animated movies,
I'm good with that.
They would be killing it.
But they're 100% not going to.
That's true.
They're going to make at least one, if not three, off of all of the hype and notoriety of the pre-existing Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're getting a Kraven movie.
Could be interesting.
I think there's a Sinister Six movie. I think there's a Silver Sable movie on the slate.
Sure, okay. This is where the shit where I start to question about where their head is, because now they're just scraping the property barrel. And there's a possibility that they could end up turning it into something fucking rad, but I really doubt it.
I think did you see Venom?
No, I didn't.
It's kinda good.
It's kinda
amazing. It's like it's not supposed to be good, but it's kinda good. Like
Okay.
Fuck, who's the actor? Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy.
Yeah. No, I understand Tom Hardy. No, I'm good with Bane playing not Spider-Man, Spider-Man, but to my understanding, he was also a hero in that.
He was kind of an anti-hero, and he pulls it off. Like, without Tom Hardy, any other actor, no good. But because
I get it. I'm good with Max. I'm pro Max.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm for that.
I think you would find that one enjoyable. It's like a buddy cop romance movie.
It's
very strange.
Here's really my counter to your argument here. You were talking about Disney being basically owners of the top 10 movies, except for us, right?
Yeah.
Most of them are established sequels of pre-existing properties.
Yeah.
Or a pre-existing universe that feeds into the same sort of group of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course that's what's going on. The reality is that's the movie business. That's what it's become right now is Marvel runs everything. That's how this works.
Yeah.
So for the foreseeable future, Disney's king. Like, that's just how this is going to be. And until the superhero bubble pops and we go back to enjoying other things and things are standalone and superheroes aren't the new hotness, that's just the way that's going to be. Yeah. But nerds run the world right now, son. And that means that if you got some sort of notable sort of comic book anything, you're getting a paycheck, and there's a hope you're pretty good. And they get it right most of the time. Like, sometimes it's Iron Fist, and sometimes it's not.
So, do you think that there's going to be a clone saga in the future?
A clone saga? What do you mean?
So, Spider-Man, there's a whole clone saga where Ben Reilly took over as Spider-Man because Ben Reilly was the original Peter Parker, but then he changed his name to Ben Reilly because the current Peter Parker turned out to be a clone. And then there were all these other clones of Spider-Man running around, like, clone.
No, it's
like,
No. Look, here's a general rule that I've found with most superhero movies, and hear me out with this logic. It's wrestling math. You have to basically write a story to the lowest common denominator and have them be able to follow along in most cases. If you get even slightly complicated with clones of clones of clones, we end up either turning into that weird Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, what is it, 7 days or something like that, or you end up in that Will Smith Gemini movie. Like,
oh, right.
The clone thing, right. The clone thing's been done. It doesn't sell markets. And frankly, you don't need it to sell fucking tickets to Spider-Man. You could just have Spider-Man fights the yada yada, yada yada, or the other yada yada. Like, you can come up with some shit. They've got an entire universe of villains at their disposal. Make any of them interesting. Create one sort of story arc where someone's controlling everything, a la Thanos, a la another big ass bald dude Kingpin. You make corporations the bad guy. You let Kingpin basically run all of New York. You do a thinly veiled Trump bullshit, and you let that thing ride out for seven fucking movies. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they're not going to go into fucking clones. If they do, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm happy to get more than one Tom Holland on the screen. Like, if that's what we're getting, I'm here for it. He's adorable. We should actually clone him.
Yeah, I think I would be pleasantly surprised to see him pop up in the animated version, because they're making another Spider-Verse movie at some point.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I would love him in it. I would love to hear Toby voice in it. I would love Andrew Garfield to be voicing in it.
Okay, like, I'm good with that.
Like, crossover the Spider-Mans. But I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel.
I think you're angry at large corporations and the fact that they basically run everything. But the reality is that I trust Disney right now with superhero properties a hell of a lot more than I trust everybody else. And if it means that I give all of my money when it comes to superhero properties to one large corporation, okay, that's fine. That's how that's going to live for right now. And that's just what that is.
Well, see, I'm trying to think of, like, so Sony.
I'd rather it be good than get fatigued about it because it's another fucking shit ass DC movie.
Yeah. None of the Fantastic Fours were any good.
No.
The reboot sucked.
Right.
I liked Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
I agree.
I don't know their movies were that good.
I enjoyed the first one.
I liked the first one. Spider-Man 2 is generally considered to be pretty good in the Raimi era.
I enjoyed the second one. Yeah, I'm down with that.
So track record wise, it not good for Sony.
Yeah, I'm looking now. Let's see. Sony's Marvel Universe. It looks like they're rebooting a thing. Films, will they show all of them? No, this just shows Venom. So where is
Venom was entertaining. I don't know if it would be a good movie, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, this is the problem, is I'm trying to see what the – well, they got that Morbius movie coming out.
Did they do Ghost Rider? Did Sony do Ghost Rider?
I think they may have. Ugh. Yeah, I'm seeing a thing here where – okay, yeah. Sony's also responsible for all the X-Men movies, and other than First Class –
no, Fox, yeah. Fox is.
Oh, yeah, I'm Fox, sorry. Is, yes.
Disney owned Fox. Disney owns
that's
Fox
right.
Now.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Yada, 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 yada. I'm trying to get the list of actual. See something here. Yeah. Okay. It's not going to give me the list of whatever it is. Okay. Yada yada yada. Due to their agreement, Marvel Studios to share Spider-Man, yet with 900 characters to choose from, Sony probably had a few that have nothing to do with Peter. Supposedly, according to this article at ScreenRant.com, Sony has movie rights to 900 Marvel characters.
Ooh, girl.
Right. So we've had three Spider-Mans.
Yeah, three different Spider-Mans.
Okay. 900 characters.
Yeah.
We've had two different Fantastic Four movies. Both of them shit. We've had a Venom movie, which, according to you, is pretty good.
It's not like Endgame good, or like
I'm saying Ragnarok pretty good,
but it's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I liked it better than Ant-Man. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. There. Okay. There's a bar. But that's what I'm saying is they could just, you know, use any of the other characters.
They got 900, and they've only been using like 12.
Yeah.
I wonder who the 900 is. Is it like Steve from Accounting? Because sometimes Steve from Accounting has more than one appearance. Does that count? I'm not
really sure. Let me see. List of superheroes.
They haven't done anything with Black Cat, which I'm surprised.
Alicia Hardy. It's two. Yada, 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 yada. Sony has rights to yada, yada. Marvel character movie rights that Disney doesn't own. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, whatever. Okay, I don't need that. What is that? Yeah, I'm just going through. They yada 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 yada. Universal Pictures owns the Hulk. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just looking at this is a long fucking list of like everybody. But basically, yeah, like they could use the Fantastic Four. They could use Silver Surfer. They've got a bunch of other fucking options, and they just kind of don't.
Surfer is cool because then you can get into the whole cosmic stuff, like a weird space opera with Galactus and like proper Galactus, like
right
big doofy right. hat Galactus.
Right, I get that. They're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that.
They don't have that kind of confidence.
No.
Yeah.
No one's willing to do weird shit.
This is the problem, is I don't trust Sony to do that sort of thing. I don't.
It feels like Spider-Verse was an accident.
It's the animated thing. It's DC. DC does this all the time. Their animated shit is outstanding. Their live action stuff is kind of meh.
Yeah, that's true.
There are shining moments here and there, but it's kind of meh on the whole.
Yeah.
Unless you're Batman.
Young Justice Outsiders is really good.
You can basically insert any of the DC animated stuff, and it's really good.
Yeah. DC Superhero Girls is really good. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie, I got to be honest with you. I don't know what we're actually improving. It sounds like we're just ranting. I'm actually good with it. I prefer to have House of the Mouse let them run all the superheroes. I'm good with it. Let everybody else make other shit.
They did kind of rehabilitate Spider-Man's image.
I trust them. With that, I trust them. I understand there's a whole thing of like you could shit all over them for other things, but I got no heat on them as far as superhero movies. I know I'm probably going to catch some shit on that one, but I don't really care. Because you fucking nerds are going to shell out your fucking $20 for your movie tickets any day the second the stuff comes out. You know you will.
Oh, we're going. So, like
that's what I'm saying. And every time we watch it, we're like, and then did you see the thing with the thing? That was fucking great. Like, yeah, it's what we do.
Yeah, anytime a Spider-Man anything comes out, I'm guaranteed to take my dad to see it because he grew up with Spider-Man. So
that's what I'm talking about. So that's where my head is, Jamie. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
End of an era.
Yep.
Bye bye, Peter Parker.
Fare thee well, good Spider-Man. Fare thee well. You all right.
Brandon Chalmers, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at thatguychalmers, and very, very soon after September 13th, I will be off of my hiatus and back to posting again and reminding everybody that the world is kind of a-okay, at least a little bit. So but in the meantime, I will randomly post Instagram stories, but I will answer any and all things, so feel free to shoot me a message and blah, blah, blahs.
Nice.
Yep. Where can they find you?
Jamie Noguchi on Instagram, Angry Zen Master on Twitter. Those are my usual hangouts. We I'm working on a Discord server. I got to come up with rules for it. Because, like, I don't know.
This sounds important.
So people know what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate to post on our thing.
Gotcha.
So that when we ban people, we have like, this is why, because you violated this.
Right. Yeah. No, you can draw a gigantic penis, but you can't be a shithead about it.
Yeah. Basically that, like,
yeah,
you can insult the work. Don't insult the person. Like,
okay. I feel like this really shouldn't, you and I should just workshop. I think we can work out the rules on this thing in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, we were setting up a Discord. Me and Brandon don't use it that often, so
nope.
Excuse us if it takes us a while to figure out how to do it.
Have fun, kids.
But yeah, and that's it. Enjoy the rest of your summer, everyone.
Yeah, go watch Spider-Man while you still can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're still gonna do the movie.
Still gonna do them.
Yeah.
They sure are.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh. Poor Tom Holland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Bye.
God damn it. Yeah. I'm going to go watch Spider-Verse and go. Or no, not Spider-Verse. Like the most recent Spider-Man and just go. Yeah. It's so hard to say goodbye. No, we're not going to play the last Incredible Hulk thing. That's not right. That's not how that works. Fucking mixing franchises, you motherfucker. Hit the button.
Shit. All right, it's